as we continue on this Tuesday morning, going right at some of the topics that matter so much to all of us. And the Michigan Democrat Party is coming under heavy criticism after deleting a weekend social media post that questioned if parents had a right in deciding what is taught in public schools. WJR senior news analyst Marie Osborne outlining the controversy. Good morning, Marie.
And good morning, Paul. Now, you might have seen this post on your social media account over the weekend. Before it was taken down, the post had been shared 2,500 times. The Democratic Party post saying the purpose of public education was to teach students what society needs them to know. And parents who want more input on what their kids are learning, the post said, have the option to choose to send their kids to a hand-selected private school at their own expense. The client of the public school is not the parent, but the entire community, the public. That's what the post said.
Wow.
Now, in a Monday social media post, the party said it had deleted that post from its Facebook page, saying parents need to have a say in their kids' education, end of story, and the post does not reflect the views of the Michigan Democrats. Now, a lot of people, including many Republicans, have pointed out Michigan's revised school code said determining and directing the education and teaching of a child is the, quote, natural fundamental right of parents and legal guardians. The public schools of this state serve the needs of the pupils by cooperating with the pupils' parents and legal guardians to develop the pupils' intellectual capabilities and vocational skills in a safe and positive environment. That's exactly what the law says. This message, Paul, comes as we've watched testy school board meetings unfold during this last year or two, where parents have questioned school mask policies, school closures, and the possibility of teaching critical race theory in our schools.
Wow, this is just incredible. And this is another one of those signs where when you make a mistake, it's the following mistake you make that causes the trouble. You know everything about social media. I know very little. I don't follow Facebook or any of that stuff. I know the station has a Facebook page for me. I see it from time to time, mostly by accident. But the party said they've deleted the post from its Facebook page. Before it was taken down, the Facebook post had been shared about 2,500 times. That doesn't seem like a lot to me. And now that they've taken it down, I guarantee you there's far more attention on this little stupid post than before they took it down. But what a stupid post it is, and yet it's being pushed across the country currently by Democrats. There was just something in the news last night, I didn't even pay that close attention, that had to do with a similar kind of situation in a couple of other states, and the Democrats were holding firm that the parents really don't have the option, the right, or whatever, to decide what's taught in schools. And you look at that and you go, are you kidding me? And, you know, I got to tell you from a personal standpoint, Marie, I went to those hand-selected private schools. They were called parochial schools. My parents sacrificed a lot to send my brother, my sister, and I to Catholic schools. Here's the point now, Democrats, now that you've brought this up foolishly. I suggest that we move that people who send their kids to private schools, those hand-selected private schools, no longer have to pay school tax since they don't use the public schools. Democrats open the door, I'm going to run right through it. People should not have to pay for public school education if they choose one of those hand-selected private schools at their own expense. Thank you, Democrats, for finally bringing up something meaningful to a lot of people. Man, that angered me when I saw that.
I think that might have set you off there, Paul.
Oh, it did. I mean,
well,
come on.
Yeah, it is interesting in that, you know, I mean, we all have kids, and we encourage parents to have ownership of their children's education. We want school. We want parents to be involved in their school, in their children's education. We want them to show up at their school board meetings. We want them to go to the parent teachers conferences. You have to be there in order to be a participant in your child's education. And this kind of flies in the face of that. And it just was, it's almost as if someone, I don't mean to diss interns, but maybe an intern saw this and thought, oh, this is a great idea. I think I'll just go ahead and post this on the Democratic Party platform.
It seems that stupid that and all of your broadcast career and all of mine, Marie, and that's a long time, we've been pushing for parents to be involved in their kids' education.
Oh, yes.
We've pointed out that study after study, the kids who do well in school are the kids whose parents are engaged and a part of their education. Mm-hmm. And this throws that out the window. This reminds me, unfortunately, with that line, it reminds me of Hillary Rodham Clinton's "It Takes a Village to Raise Kids in Our Community." Remember that? I mean, how could you forget that? It takes a village. Well, I wasn't really signing on to "It Takes a Village," because if it's going to take a village and the village is all involved, could the village please help me make our payments on our education and everything else for the kids? It takes parents to raise kids first before anybody else gets involved. And that includes the school boards and school unions. Anyway. I just
all
can't believe.
All stakeholders. They call them stakeholders.
Right. We're all stakeholders.
And they need to, and all of us need to be involved in caring about what happens to children in schools. Absolutely. What's funny is I noticed something on Twitter yesterday. That's what brought this story. Really, I also saw the post, but I saw this on Twitter yesterday. Nancy Caffer, who, you know, is on the editorial board at the Free Press, said, at Ingrid Jocks, and I agree on very little politically, but boy, is she right on this. If the Dems could stop actively trying to lose elections, that would be neat. And so she reposted the tweet by Ingrid Jocks of the Detroit News saying, yikes, hard to see how this is a winning message with parents.
Well, Ingrid is brilliant, and I'm not surprised that she jumped into this even before she could get a column put together. But, I mean, really, you have to ask yourself. And you don't need proof that it was a mistake. The Democrats thankfully proved it to us by pulling it. If you believe it and it's posted, you don't pull it when a few people complain about it. But they obviously don't have the courage of their own convictions. And for the stakeholders, some of us feel they drove a stake through our hearts. With all the time we've spent trying to get parents involved, and they have the audacity to step forward and basically say, no, the client of the public school is not the parent, but the entire community, the public. And so, therefore, who is it that's going to decide what society needs our kids to know? I'm sorry, but there are many, many people who hold office and are in politics that I wouldn't want them having anything to do with what they think my kids should know just based on what they believe in and what they follow. Man, oh, man, this was a mistake. It will continue to cost them, I think, but who knows? Democrats have done a lot of things along the way, and there are still people who swear by them rather than at them. And when they look around and see that things are no better for them, I don't know who they're blaming on that, but whatever. This is stepping into it big time, Marie. Thanks for the background. We appreciate it.
You're welcome.